It's Wednesday, the 3rd of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. It is Audiomo Day 3, the 30-day challenge throughout the month of June to record one piece of audio every day for the whole month. And I, this year, am using this as an excuse to kind of talk a little bit more about my Photo a Day project, and each audio piece that I record is kind of an explanation of my daily photo. At least that's the plan. I'm in the mobile studio again. It's quite late. I'm driving home from a drama rehearsal at the moment, and I will talk about that probably in a future recording, but not today. Today I'm going to do another work related boo, because the picture that I felt prompted to take and share this morning was a fairly simple picture of my watch on my wrist showing the time that I arrived at work this morning, which was 10 to 9, which I know to some people is not particularly early, but to me that's pretty early. That's about an hour earlier than usual, so it represents me having to leave home an hour earlier than usual. I talked yesterday about my employer and how fortunate I am that they support flexible working and working from home. And another way that they're very supportive is in terms of flexible working hours. So we have core hours, which are 10 until 12 and 2 until 4. And those are the hours where you are expected to be in. You know, if you're working the morning, you're expected to work 10 through 12. If you're working the afternoon, you're expected to work 2 through 4. But around that, you can make your own hours up. So we do a standard 7-hour day. So you can, if you want to, you know, arrive at 8, take an hour for lunch and go at 4. That's fine. Or you can slip through the door at a minute to 10 and stay later in the afternoon. And I've worked all sorts of different patterns over my years. I've been with this employer for 15 years, and over that time obviously life has changed. I've had two children, my working patterns have varied. And I've sometimes been in places where it suited me to get in early in the morning and leave earlier in the afternoon. Currently, it suits me better to get in later and stay later. I like to be at home in the morning. I like to give the kids their breakfast. I like to get their school bags ready. I like to make sure they get out the door with their father. We've actually recently started a slight change to our normal routine. Usually John and I walk the kids to school, which we both think is actually really important. You know, the kids go to the school nearest our house. It's about a 15-minute walk to get from our house to the school, so we think that's perfectly reasonable to walk there rather than get the car out. However, given that I'm driving to work anyway and my route to work is mostly past the school, I have to take a slightly different route, but it's not hugely out of my way. So recently we've actually varied our routine slightly, and I have got myself ready at the same time as getting the kids ready and been able to walk out the door at the same time as the rest of the family. So I have been driving the kids up to school with John, and John then gets out of the car with the kids outside school and he walks them up to their classrooms, and I then drive on to work, which is nice in a way because it means that I'm spending a bit more time with the family and we're all doing the school run together. But also not so nice in another way, because it means that John and the kids are getting less exercise. So I'm still in two minds about that, although John and the kids like getting the lift with me, so that's kind of how we're doing things at the moment. But the timing works out that if we all leave home, I drop the kids at school in time for them to be on time for school. I then make it to work about 9:30, 9:45, depending on the traffic. So needing to get into work today for a meeting that started at 9:00 meant that I actually had to arrive at work at 8:50 and get myself in and get my laptop unpacked and all the things that I need to do when I get to the office. So I had to leave home a little bit earlier, so obviously I had to make sure John was awake and up and ready to finish the stuff with the kids that I would normally do. And whilst it is entirely possible and feasible for me to be in work at 9 o'clock, I much prefer my normal routine where I get into work at 10 o'clock, because what I struggled with actually today was, because things are so busy at the moment at work, I ended up staying to my normal time anyway. I didn't leave work until 5:30. So I did a very long day with the early start on top of it all. So yeah, at the moment, it suits me that my working hours are get into the office later and stay later. That might all change in the future. And as I'm sure I've said before, I'm extremely happy to have an employer where I can have that kind of flexibility. It really works for me, and it's nice to be able to vary the times, and it all works out really well. So there you go, my photo for today is my watch on my wrist saying 10 to 9, because that was the time that I got to work this morning, and that was unusual enough to warrant a photo. So thank you very much for listening to me, and I will speak to you again very soon, hopefully tomorrow. Bye for now.